From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
I'm Charlie Turner with this edition of Your Money Matters. Coming up on Heard on the Street, the big question for Apple's latest iPhone.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Steve Russolillo, joined by my colleague Justin Lehart. Good to have you, Justin.
Thanks, man.
We have Heard on the Street's Dan Gallagher here to talk to us about Apple and the iPhone. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. So, Dan, Apple announced its new iPhone yesterday, and apart from longer battery life, a better camera, and water resistance, the biggest change is probably the lack of a headphone jack. Very, very controversial. Now, we know there are a lot of people out there who have not upgraded their phones in a couple of years, but are these seemingly small tweaks going to be enough to get them to buy the new one?
I don't know if each one in its own right makes people say, oh, I need to go buy that. But what I think Apple needed to do yesterday was put something out that, you know, over the next year for people who are in this aging iPhone base, they're going to hear all the rumors that the one coming next year is supposed to be some major new change. So they're going to wonder, okay, should I hold out a year, or because my phone's getting older and the performance is going down, should I upgrade? They needed to put out a device that people could, I think, upgrade this year without feeling like they're too behind the ball next year and giving up on something. I do think they did that yesterday.
Are you excited about it? Are you gonna get one?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll see how mine does. I don't. I think there's this weird thing that goes on with Apple that you don't see go on with other companies, though. That we have this belief that everything has to be this exciting thing. I think all smartphones now are in just a phase of, you know, it is a market that's somewhat maturing, and I don't think, you know, there you can bring new innovation to it. But it's not going to be – I don't think there's going to be like a game changer every year. And I think to expect that kind of gets
– I guess I'm feeling so meh about this phone.
So how long will you hold on to yours?
I don't know until it falls apart.
What do you have?
I have like a super old one.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people do that because now here's the thing that all these subsidy programs have gone from the way the carriers sell the phones, at least here in the U.S. So phones don't look as cheap as they once did. So I think naturally people are holding on to their phones longer. But you still have to deal with the fact that depending on your usage case, your phone's going to show its age at some time. The battery is going to start battery and performance and everything else will start to decline. So it becomes for each person, it becomes a question of, okay, do I slug along with this for a certain amount of time, wait for this next one, or, you know, is this good enough for me to do it now? And I think, and I honestly think that's going to be the math going forward in future iPhone cycles as well. They might some years put out something that looks really more significant, but, you know, phones are expensive and, you know, I think a lot of people aren't going to upgrade every year. They're going to get something and try to get the most out of it they can.
Well, you had a great stat in your story saying about 44% of iPhone users right now have been holding their phones, had their phones for at least 2 years, right?
I think when next year comes around, they think there's going to be about 44%.
Yeah. Which is a staggering number if you think about it. It just means that people are holding their phones or keeping their phones for longer and longer now.
Yeah. And honestly, it's a testament to the phones are getting better. You know, I had the second iPhone, the iPhone 3G, that in less than 2 years' time, it was pretty much useless. You know, functions were going down and everything else. And I've had a few iPhones now, and each one I've owned, the quality is better, the lifetime lasts longer, the usable lifetime. But, you know, I use them pretty heavily, so I found that I've not found one that's yet lasted for 3 years, you know, working in a quality way. So we'll see how that works.
What about the competition? I mean, these guys face more competition than they used to, right? I mean,
I think it's kind of the same. What's happening in the Android space is Android's been hovering around 80% global share for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
What's going on is that within that space, I think Samsung is more threatened right now with Huawei because Huawei's being very aggressive trying to take share. I'm not sure how much Huawei affects Apple because when you're talking about the ecosystem changes, I think a lot of people are kind of set in the ecosystem they've chosen for phones. I think the churn between people bouncing between iOS and Android and back and forth is not that much. You know, there's some. So I don't think iOS loses share going forward. But you know, the reason they're a smaller player is they don't play in across the income spectrum the way that Android does.
That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.